Good morning. This is Dina Marie, host of Faith Moments and the voice of the shepherd with a morning blend faith moment on Mater Dei Radio. What happens when we encounter Jesus Christ and begin to alter our lives to his way, his truth, and his life? For Dave Arms, the choice to follow Jesus has transformed his marriage, his relationship with his four sons and his family, and most recently guided him into the ordained ministry of the diaconate in the Archdiocese of San Francisco. Deacon Dave Arms is also a co-author with his son, Stephen Arms, of a newly released book called Milestone to Manhood. With me today to share about his journey to the diaconate is Deacon Dave Arms. Good morning, Deacon Dave. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Dina Marie. Thanks for having me.
Well, earlier this month, we had an opportunity to talk with one of your sons, Stephen, on a beautiful book. And I'm so excited we've been able to share about it, this Milestone to Manhood book that both you and your son wrote together. But I wanted to talk with you today about the diaconate and just your journey with the Lord. And so, could you start by just telling us how you first learned about Jesus, how you first kind of got involved in the Catholic Church?
Sure, thank you. Well, I probably first learned about Jesus actually through a friend in college, a Protestant friend who just gave me a tape. Back in the day, we had cassette tape players in our cars, and I had about a 30-minute commute to college, so I would just listen to this Christian music and listen to the lyrics, and it just kind of it spoke to me. So that was when I first really learned about Jesus. And then when I was 19, my father actually, he lived in Mexico and he fell ill. So I went down to visit him. And while I was there in the hospital, he passed away right in front of me. And that was just a profound moment in my life. It just like, wow, what's going on here? And after transporting his body to the funeral home, there was a Protestant pastor there, just kind of there to comfort me and tell me that, my dad was a World War II veteran, and he was a quadriplegic. He had multiple sclerosis, and just the thought that, he's not suffering anymore. He's no longer bound to his wheelchair. Just got the wheels kind of spinning. And then, after meeting my wife, she was obviously the biggest influence on my conversion, her faith and that of her family. We were married in one of the California missions. And I was open to raising our children in the faith because I could see how strong her family was and thought, well, if it worked for their kids, it could work for our kids. I ended up converting to Catholicism about 4 years after we were married. And I would have to say one of the major factors was the church's stand for life from conception to natural death. Early on in our marriage, we were introduced to natural family planning, and it was a real blessing to our relationship. And I think that once you start embracing the truths of the teachings of the church, it's just a matter of time before you got to make that leap and decide how serious are you going to be about living your faith. So that's what did it for me as far as bringing me into the church.
Right. We're talking with Deacon Dave Arms. He serves in the Archdiocese of San Francisco. One of his sons, Stephen, is with us here in the Archdiocese of Portland at St. Patrick Church with his wife, Emily, and their children. And together, father and son have authored a book called Milestone to Manhood. And, Deacon, when you talk about your friend in college giving you a Christian tape, and I remember listening to Christian tapes as I was stumbling through life and not going to church and wondering about the meaning of life, it's one little seed and one little seed and one little thing will lead to another that the Lord is always drawing us to himself, and he'll use whatever way that's going to communicate his love. I'm just so grateful to hear a bit of your story. Tell me a little bit about when you decided to become Catholic and just taking on the life of the Catholic Church, raising your children. How did it start to impact your own life and your own relationship with God?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, the huge difference is we have the sacraments, and that was it. I mean, the more you learn, the more you fall in love with the church. And once I kind of wrapped my head around the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, that was a game changer as far as my faith growing.
Right. And in terms of the sacramental life, when did you even get an idea of the diaconate? Because I know coming in, both of us are converts. We didn't grow up with priests and deacons and religious nuns really as part of our language. When did you start to get exposed to the diaconate and maybe have a thought this could be something that God's calling you to?
Yeah, our church had a couple of, our parish had a couple of deacons. So that's when I was first introduced to the ministry as a whole. But, you know, there were many factors that kind of led me to be curious about the diaconate. And one of the big ones was just the positive example of other deacons that were already ordained in Archdiocese. You know, I could see how fruitful their ministry was and how they were really having a positive impact on their parishes. And for that matter, on the Archdiocese as a whole. So I would say that my discernment probably started when one of our permanent deacons now was in his formation. And it turns out that he's actually the head of deacon formation now for the Archdiocese. So it's interesting how the Lord works. But during his second year of formation, well, in the second year of formation, at least in our Archdiocese, we're assigned to go to minister to a parish outside of our home parish. So he came to our parish and he started a men's Bible study. So after his assignment was complete, I just kind of took the ministry over because I didn't want it to fall by the wayside. And we started a core group of guys and we just kind of discerned, hey, what can we do to make this a broader thing for our ministry? And we looked at different options and we chose this program called That Man Is You. It's put out by Paradisus Day out of Houston. And at one point we had 80 guys in the parish signed up for it. It ran its course after about 4 years, but still to this day, and that's been about a dozen years now, there's a group of guys at that parish that meet every Saturday morning. They pray the rosary, look at that Sunday's readings. So, you know, I was just always looking for ways to minister and the diaconate seemed like a natural fit.
Yeah. We're talking with Deacon Dave Arms. He's in the Archdiocese of San Francisco this year, ordained as a permanent deacon for their archdiocese. One of his sons lives out here in the Archdiocese of Portland. So grateful for that. And Deacon, you mentioned, you know, the importance of manhood, forming men in their faith. And just give us a sense of how you receive some of that modeling of really the importance and the significance of manhood tied with our Christian faith.
Well, you know, walking this journey with other Catholic men actually helped me. So when it was my turn and I was in my second year of formation, I went to another parish and started an Exodus 90 fraternity. And those guys, you know, even though I was leading it, I got a lot more out of it than I put into it because those guys helped me along my journey. And how powerful that was to have these guys as my advocates as I'm going through the formation process. I know these guys are strong in their faith and they're praying for me. And yeah, so it was amazing. You know, and then also, as you alluded to, you know, we wrote this book and a big influence on the book was my father-in-law. His character, his example, his mentorship really helped me along. Because I came from a broken family, so I didn't have a lot of you know, fatherly influence when I was growing up. So it's just a matter of guys helping other guys, I think, is a big factor.
Right, right. We're talking with Deacon Dave Arms again with the Archdiocese of San Francisco and Exodus 90 and That Man Is You. I know I've heard so much about both of those ministries through Catholic Radio here, powerful ministries. And I know some of those Exodus 90 men are listening right now and are part of our parishioner community here in the Archdiocese of Portland. So what a powerful witness to the importance of men coming together again around the sacraments, number one, around Jesus Christ and the Eucharist. Deacon, I want to ask you some more questions, particularly leading up to your ordination earlier this year, but I am coming up to a break. Can you hold on the line and we'll continue our conversation following the break?
Yeah, I'd be glad to.
Good morning. This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Deacon Dave Arms of the Archdiocese of San Francisco. Earlier, we were talking with Deacon as he is newly ordained to the permanent diaconate in his archdiocese in San Francisco. One of his four sons is Stephen Arms. Stephen and his wife, Emily, and their children live here in the Portland area over at St. Patrick's Church, and we've been able to hear a little bit about a book that they both co-authored, both Deacon and his son Stephen, A Milestone to Manhood. And so, Deacon, thanks for coming back on the program this morning.
Thank you, Dina Maria. It's my pleasure.
I wanted to hear a little bit about some of this formation process as you were seeing other deacons in your church and how they live their faith, how they serve the church. You're getting involved in Bible studies and men's groups, and really some, as you said, iron sharpens iron, really in the faith. When you started to make that application and start to walk down that road of discerning the diaconate, what were some of the highlights, some of the key things for you and your wife coming into this discernment process?
Yeah, that certainly is one of the key things. It is a team effort if you're married, and you have to have 100% buy-in from your wife. And when I first kind of felt like I was hearing the call, we went to a discernment informational night in the Archdiocese, and we were both interested, but at the time we still had 3 out of 4 kids living at home, and we had some elderly parents that we were helping out, so we were feeling that sandwich effect of, our children and our parents both needing us. So we just said, we need to shelf this. It may be in the future, but not now. And that was the right decision at the time. And then they had another informational meeting about 7 years ago. And, our life situation had changed. All our boys were out of school. We only had one left in college, and that was not in town here. So we had a lot. I guess a lot more extra time so we could really throw ourselves into it, and felt like we could do it at this point in time. So yeah, but her buy-in and her support was crucial. And we definitely, I see this ministry as both of us. It's not just me. She supports me. She's amazing. The things she does behind the scenes. Just for example, I'm sure that she's the exception, but one of the things that we promise to do upon ordination is to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. And when we're together, if I'm not traveling or something, more often than not, she actually prays the morning prayer and evening prayer with me. So, not only has it been just a great experience as far as my faith formation, but it's also brought us closer together as a couple.
And prayer together is so critical. That's part of that sacramental life in holy matrimony, is praying and sharing in the sacraments together as husband and wife. Awesome. Deacon Dave is with us. Now, you were ordained earlier this year in the Archdiocese of San Francisco. What were some of the final things, just education, final things that you needed to do to really prepare to make that step forward for this ordination process?
Yeah, so my ordination date was May 28th, and it's going to be a day that I'll never forget, of course. In the last year or year and a half of the formation process, we really had some challenges in our life, and I was questioning whether or not God was really calling me to this, or if he was trying to tell me, put the brakes on, this is not what I have for you. So really, those moments leading up to the ordination were powerful and emotional. My family came down from out of town, and we had a big dinner the night before the ordination, and it was just super fun and relaxing. I was kind of stressed out about the whole thing. But we ended the night in our living room full of family and friends praying the rosary. And just the feeling, all these people who love me were interceding for me in prayer. And I just had this peace from the Holy Spirit that this is exactly what God was calling me to do. So on ordination day, my classmates and I were downstairs in the cathedral getting ready for the entrance procession. And one of the MCs came down to give us like our final instructions. And he's a deacon from San Diego that the Archbishop likes to have assist during ordination masses. So he gave us this great piece of advice, which is that when we lay prostrate in front of the altar, a lot of guys naturally go into prayer. They pray for their future ministry, that they would be good, faithful deacons. But he suggested that, just be in the moment and focus on the litany and the prayers that are being offered for us, not only by the Universal Church, but all our loved ones in the congregation. It was very powerful. It was just a moment that's it's hard to describe in words. But yeah, a few other highlights, of course, would be having the Archbishop, not only laying his hands on me, but to witness all my brothers, my deacon brothers that I'd gone through these last 5 years with. It was just absolutely beautiful. And then, probably last but not least, my wife Susan was asked to read the first reading at the ordination mass. And She was just so beautiful and dignified and flawless in her reading. And I was thinking at the time about how proud her father, my partner in developing this rite of passage weekend, must be of his daughter.
Yeah. It's so awesome. And again, I think that's affirmation after affirmation that the Lord is saying, okay, let's move forward because I have work for you to do to bring more into the fold and to really show glory to God. Deacon Dave Arms is with us again with the Archdiocese of San Francisco. You mentioned the other brothers, the brotherhood, so to speak, of the diaconate. Give me a sense of just, over those years of you and your families really spending time together, preparing, praying, studying together, just how did that really help you and probably your fellow deacons in terms of just your own faith journey?
Yeah, it was really a wonderful experience. We have friendships now that obviously we wouldn't have had. And they're more than just friendships. We're going through the joys and the struggles of life together. Some of us in the formation process went through some real trials. One of the gentlemen, when we first started, his wife came to the first few meetings and she was just absolutely fine. And she ended up getting a brain tumor and passed away during the formation process. So it was a real crisis for him, but he persevered. And he actually, the same guy, the Tuesday before our ordination, he tested positive for COVID. So he couldn't be ordained with us, but August 13th, he'll be ordained and we're all going to go up to his parish to witness that. So yeah, I mean, the bond is strong and we're there for each other. We still get together like on a monthly basis when those of us that aren't, involved with something that day at our parish and just for a picnic or something like that. So it's been a real great.
Yeah. And so far since the ordination, it was late May. Just what's your activity or your ministry in your own home parish and how you are active as a deacon in your home parish?
My home parish now has two deacons. So currently I serve on the altar every other weekend, proclaiming the gospel and assisting the priest. And then one weekend a month, I also preach the homily. So the way it looks is that my brother deacon, Deacon Marr, serves and preaches one weekend, and then I'll serve and preach the next weekend. He'll serve the third weekend, I'll serve the fourth weekend, and the rotation just starts over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. It's a whole, it's another step of service in the Lord. What would your advice be, Deacon, to men who might be in your situation? They're involved in men's groups. Maybe they're involved in ministry and they're just wondering, is this a tug to the diaconate? Where should they start to take that next step forward to explore that?
Yeah. See if there's a coordinator for the diaconate program in your diocese, of course, and they'll probably have informational meetings prior to any formation that they'd be starting. They start every couple of years here in San Francisco. I know it's different in different archdioceses. Yeah, and certainly, take it to prayer. It is a big decision to discern, and some guys start and find that it's not for them and end up, it doesn't work out. But I think in our group, we started off with 13 and ended up with 10. But definitely, if you're married, you need 100% buy-in from your wife because she needs to understand that it's a sacrifice for her too. That's a story that Susan tells, is that when she was really getting serious about her faith, she describes it as when she was falling in love with Jesus, she just felt like that he was preparing her heart actually for our son, Stephen, to go into the priesthood. And then when he found that his calling was actually marriage, it just kind of fell into a place that, oh, what the Lord's preparing her for was for her husband to become a deacon, because that certainly changed her life. Yeah. I mean, just little things like, when we go to church now, she's sitting in the pews without her husband. So,
and I just want to encourage our listeners here in the Archdiocese of Portland that Deacon Brian Deems is our coordinator for the diaconate. So certainly if you live here and if you're a man listening right now and are thinking about or maybe want to learn more about the diaconate, certainly visit our archdiocesan website. Anybody who's tuned in, visit your archdiocese and they will help you connect with those deacons in formation process and take it all to prayer. Take it all to prayer. Again, Deacon Dave Arms with us in the Archdiocese of San Francisco. We'll continue to pray for you and for all of our deacons out there. You play such a critical role in our church, and I just want to encourage you and your family to continue to share the good news. And with that, Deacon, would you please help us close our time together with your prayer and your deacon's blessing?
I'd be glad to. Thanks, Dina Marie. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he turn his countenance toward you and give you peace. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. Again, that's Deacon Dave Arms from the Archdiocese of San Francisco. I'd encourage you to visit the website milestonetomanhood.com, which is the book that he and his son recently wrote and published, and it's been out since April of 2022. Thank you, Deacon Dave, and have a blessed summer.
Thanks, Dina Marie. You too.